A summer of achievements. Your message from your chief executive, Adrian Bell. Although the summer weather has been a bit variable, I hope many of you have been able to benefit from September's good spell, which has given us a taste of summer that so many of us missed. The weather notwithstanding, life in the charity has been very busy. As I write this, our permanent residents have just moved into their new home in Rustington, and their first impressions are incredibly positive. Rustington has been an incredible refurbishment project, and I have to pay tribute to the many staff and external organisations who have worked so hard to ensure a fitting centre for our members. Leslie Garvin and her team have worked tirelessly to maintain spirits at Brighton, whilst also striving hard to deliver Rustington. I am incredibly grateful to them for their hard work. Whilst we are presently focused on settling in our permanent residence, our thoughts and actions are already turning to welcoming other members later this year and certainly in time for Christmas. There is still work to be done. Whilst the centre is largely complete, there are several outbuildings requiring minor works, as do the grounds. We are hoping that a corporate partner will shortly be assisting us in restoring and refreshing the pavilion so that all can enjoy a cuppa and the effects of being so close to but sheltered from the sea. We can also start integrating with the local community as people stroll up and down the wonderful promenade that runs directly past the pavilion. The grounds continue to be work in hand. Rather than a landscaping makeover, we have decided to clear the grounds of the overgrowing scrub and largely plant grass seed. This will allow residents and members to be a part of a growing and, in time, vibrant garden by contributing thoughts and ideas that I hope will create something that all will enjoy. The memorial garden is being created at the eastern end of the centre as a feature to be enjoyed not only by those in the garden but also as people approach the centre. This will include the Lest We Forget feature and the Robert Leader bench. We are also moving the barn from Brighton, which will be positioned to the western end of the garden, along from the pavilion. The closure of Brighton is a real wrench for so many people, and I very much respect just how many people feel this so deeply. For members and staff alike, this has been an incredibly difficult period and will continue to be for a long time to come. Part of my focus going forward is how we best support members for whom Brighton meant so much, and I'm keen to hear from you all. I'm very sorry that I was unable to attend the closing ceremony in August due to illness, but I was able to go to the staff farewell party in September. Although I have only been with the charity a very short time, I have had the privilege of experiencing the warmth and magic of the Brighton Centre, and I share in the emotion of it closing. The reality is as it is, however, and I hope we can create the sort of centre at Rustington that matches members' needs in the 21st century, forming a legacy of its own in time. I look forward to seeing many of you there in due course. None of this takes the spotlight away from Llandudno, which continues to thrive. I'm very much looking forward to my next visit there later in September. Llandudno was recently subject to a no-notice inspection, as is always the case, from the Care Inspectorate Wales, the CIW, the equivalent of the English Care Quality Commission, the CQC. It will come as no surprise to the many of you who know Llandudno just how well the team did. CIW inspected the centre against a number of categories and assessed it as excellent in each and every area. This is a huge testament to the team, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to thank them all so very sincerely and publicly. Further afield, I had the pleasure of visiting some of our members at the HMS Sultan Summer Camp in July. One of our members, Jane Price, talks about her experience at the camp this year, as you will hear later. Lastly, on the sports scene, I must recognise the great achievements of three of our members, Terry Piper, Carol Davies and Clive Jones, at the recent IBSA World Games held in Birmingham, which you will also hear about later. Very well done to all three for your achievements. You are an inspiration to us all. I finish with the latest update on the railway ticket office issue. Consultation closed on the 1st of September, having received an impressive 680,000 responses. These replies are being reviewed by the watchdogs Transport Focus and London Travel Watch, which will assess plans for each individual closure and can refer the decision to the Transport Secretary if they uphold public objections. This process will reportedly run until the end of October. I have spoken to many of you on this matter, and I would encourage you all to write to your Member of Parliament if you feel you will be adversely affected. Your local community team can help, should you so need. We continue to engage with other VI charities on this issue and are considering our options going forward. Many thanks to you all for reading this, and please don't hesitate to feedback any comments or questions, as I'm keen to know what is of value to you in the review and how we can improve it.